Have you ever stopped to consider in life who you are trying to please? You know, the things that you do in your life. Whose admiration are you striving for? Who we are striving to please in our lives has big implications. And the Bible presents us with various aspects of who we can seek to be pleasing. And who we seek to please does have serious implications in our lives. You know, we live in the selfie generation, people trying to take pictures of themselves. Maybe they're trying to impress others. Maybe they are just maybe filled with a little too much extra glamour in who they think they are. And so they've got to show everybody else. And in fact, it has become something dangerous. And it's prompted wildlife parks to close as officials were concerned about people wanting to take selfies with wild bears, while some cyclists have spoken of how spectators should be banned from taking pictures of themselves while watching the Tour de France. The latest figures come after a 66-year-old Japanese man became the 12th person this year, this was back in 2015, to die while taking a selfie after falling down some steps and suffering a heart attack. There was an Australian tourist who plummeted 200 meters, or about 600 feet, or actually a little more than that, to her death while trying to take pictures near a rock face in Norway. A Singaporean tourist also plunged to their death while attempting to take a selfie off the coast of Bali, and another tourist was also gored to death in a Spanish town as he tried to take a picture during a bull run. Meanwhile, in January, two young men blew themselves up in the Urals in Russia while taking a selfie holding a hand grenade with the pin pulled out. And in May, a teenager in the Ryazan region died while attempting to take a selfie as he climbed on a railway bridge and accidentally came into contact with live wires. Let's see here. I'm not sure if this is the same sense, but something prompted the Russian Interior Ministry to issue a road sign style leaflet. And so in this leaflet, it had different like road signs, leaflet and video warning that taking a cool selfie could cost you your life. Among the advice is not taking a self-portrait with a gun or posing alone in front of a lion. Seems maybe self-explanatory there, but Yelena Alexeyeva, however you pronounce her name, an aide to the Interior Minister said, "Unfortunately, we have noted recently that the number of accidents caused by lovers of self-photography is constantly increasing." And I'm not sure if this is the same lady or not, but since the beginning of the year, we are talking about some 100 cases of injuries for sure. So here we have people, you know, loving themselves, showing off, trying to please other people. And obviously a dangerous thing. And the article even stated that it's more dangerous to there's been more people that have died taking selfies at that point when the article was written in 2015 than people had died from sharks in the same year. So more people at the point the article was written, I think it was 12 people had died of taking selfies, and 8 people up to that point had died of sharks. And so people, I mean, why is there, you know, I think I read where people are, you know, it takes the average of 7 minutes for people to post one of their selfies. But, you know, they got to touch it up, do different things to make it look really good. They've got to have this self-image. You know, they're seeking to please others. I mean, this figure seemed a little low, but it said, you know, people spend an average of 1 hour a week posting selfies. The generation that spends the most time or does the most posting is the millennial generation. 55% of millennials post selfies. And as you get older, it seems like the percentages tend to go down. But people, who are they seeking to please? I mean, people out there, you know, hanging off a cliff, taking a picture of themselves, are they really thinking about, I'm really trying to please God with my life right now? Well, I don't think so. It says in the Word of God, let's go over to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 10. He says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." So here Paul presents a contrasting picture of pleasing Christ, pleasing God, or pleasing men. And tonight, the one that you choose to please is the one that you are choosing to serve. If you choose to serve men, if you choose to please men, then you are choosing to serve men. Who are you seeking to please? You know, if you are seeking to please your friends, well, guess what? You're the servant of your friends. Whatever they want is what you are going to do. And you basically, in essence, have become their servant. You know, Paul was careful in presenting the gospel message over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. You can turn there to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 4. It says, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." So as he would present the gospel, Paul was not concerned about what the people that he was speaking to, what they wanted to hear, or what they were expecting him to say. But Paul was concerned with what God wanted him to do, because God was the one that had entrusted him with the message that he was to deliver. You know, it's so easy to tailor our message upon what we think the individual that we are speaking to wants to hear. It's so easy to do. I don't know if you've ever found yourself speaking to somebody and tailoring what you were saying according to what you thought the individual wanted to hear. Well, we need to be people that are more concerned with pleasing God rather than pleasing other men. You know, whom you love is who you're going to try to please. Who you please is who you're going to serve. And who you serve is the one, really, that you're going to get the wages of that service from. And in the Bible speaks of the blessings that come when we are pleasing the Lord. We can please other men. That's one option for pleasing. Another option is we can please ourselves. I'll go to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Even believers, it's not just unsaved people that please themselves, but even believers can choose to please themselves. It says in Romans 15 verse 1, it says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves." Right? Life is not just about doing what we want. We need to be looking out for others, and not for the sake of just we're trying to please others, but ultimately because we are trying to please Christ. So looking out for others instead of just seeking to please ourselves. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 6. Isaiah 2, and I'll begin in reading in verse number 5, Isaiah chapter 2. "O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord." It says, "Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people," verse 6, "the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers? Are you one that's seeking to please yourself? 2 Timothy chapter 3 describes the last days. What does it say? Men shall be lovers of their own selves. The last day is a time when people are characterized by seeking to please themselves. They love themselves. And tonight, who are you seeking to please? Your actions throughout the day are going to show the one that you are pleasing. We can please other men. We can please ourselves. Or we can please God. Isaiah chapter 56 and verse number 4. Notice here was the eunuchs that had chosen to please God. Isaiah 56, verse 4 says, "For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that what? That please me and take hold of my covenant." So here are people that had made the choice to please God. I wonder tonight, what choices are you making? And if we seek to please men, as Galatians 1:10 says, it is going to bring us into bondage to what those men think. In fact, I found an article that talked about people and their morals and how they base them upon what other people think. And this article was speaking of people that were unfaithful to their mate, or whether it was, in this instance, it was being pretty broad, not just somebody's mate, but even if somebody had a boyfriend or girlfriend, and how faithful are they going to be to this person. And the article was talking about how people, if they perceive that other people are unfaithful, or if they think that other people don't really care that much if somebody's unfaithful, then they're more likely to be unfaithful, even if their opinion's wrong. It's just their opinion in their mind that they think, well, other people don't think it's that bad, so I'm going to do this. People basing their opinion upon what is acceptable. It even talked about drinking. For example, one study found that those who overestimated the amount of alcohol consumption on their campus eventually increased their own drinking to come closer to what they falsely believed was the norm, and that this pattern reversed when they were educated about the true norms. So here people are doing based upon what other people find acceptable. It's not about, are we going to please God? But it's about, what do other people think is normal? And I wonder how many times do believers base what they do, what they wear, what they drink? Hopefully not in this church, but maybe you broaden things out in the area of drinking. You know, how often do people base what they do upon what people out there find acceptable? People in their circles. This is what people in the world do. They think, what is acceptable? And a lot of times people even have a false understanding of what other people think is acceptable. And they base what they do upon what other people think is acceptable. And in this case of being unfaithful, a lot of people maybe thought it was wrong, but what they thought that other people didn't think it was that bad. So then they would do it. You know, have you fallen into that thinking in your mind? Well, it's a result of what? Of us not seeking to please God. And when our lives are not about seeking God, we can go down any road that other people think is okay. And it's a dangerous pathway to get on. The Bible describes some behaviors that are a result of either pleasing men or pleasing ourselves. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. You know, I think sometimes understanding, obviously we get our standards from the Word of God. But if you can understand history a little bit, I think it can help you to understand this concept. You know, if you go what would have been maybe acceptable in Christian realms, you know, on the TV, you know, maybe back up 75, 80, 90 years. You know, what would have Christians thought acceptable on the TV? Well, it would have been a very what? Very limited amount of things, if, you know, not much at all. Well, then those things that they found unacceptable back then, you know, just fast forward it a little bit. And now more people accept it, and so what do Christians start to do? Well, they start to accept it. You know, it happens in clothing, it happens in you know, entertainment, all these things. As more people think it's okay to do, other people what? Think it's okay to do. And the question is, who are we trying to please? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. It's in verse number 2. It says, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Who is a fool seeking to please? Well, a fool is seeking to please himself. You know, as a parent, if you have a foolish child, you know, that child is not just going to, you try to present, you know, something wise to that child, that foolish child. Is that child of his own accord going to make the choice, if he's a foolish child, to choose the wise choice? Well, no. I mean, you take a child and put a bag of candy in front of them and put a salad in front of them. You know, normally speaking, you know, unless the child has been really trained and maybe they've developed a taste in the right direction, but, you know, what are they going to choose? You know, if you're at kids club, you know, and you have, you know, a salad for a prize, or you have a bag of gummy worms for a prize, you know, what are they going to choose? You have a head of lettuce and a bag of gummy worms. Well, I think the choice is obvious. All right. They haven't grown yet in their wisdom and their decision. Well, how many adults, I guess, would too, is the question. But, you know, it says, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Who is he trying to please? Himself. You know, that his heart may discover itself. He can expose himself to whatever, get whatever his heart wants. Let's go to Proverbs. We're in Proverbs. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 2. Notice in Proverbs 2:11 is talking about the way of the evil man. Then in verse 14, what does the evil man desire? He rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. So here are these people that are out there. They have no desire to please God. They're either pleasing themselves or seeking to please other people. And the characteristic things of their lives are showing what they love to do. It says here, they rejoice to do evil. They delight in the frowardness of the wicked. In Proverbs 1 and verse 22, it says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning. Fools hate knowledge. Who are they trying to please? Well, themselves, or their just seeking to please others, other men. In Psalm 62, it talks about those that delight in lies. You know, and the opposite of that, we'll see that the Lord is pleased with those that desire the truth. In Romans chapter 8, it says, those that are in the flesh cannot what? Cannot please God. So we see kind of the opposite, the characteristics of those that are not seeking to please God. They're living in the flesh. Their heart is discovering itself. They rejoice in evil. Proverbs chapter 1 talks about the scorning of the scorners. So we see the opposite actions, or the wrong actions. But I'd like us to see the pathway of those that are seeking to please God, the characteristics of their actions. Real quickly, let's go to Proverbs chapter 12. I'm just going to move real fast through some of these. Proverbs 12, verse 22 says, "Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His delight." Dealing in truth, being honest. If you're seeking to please God, that's going to be a characteristic of your life. You're going to be honest. "They that deal truly are His" what? "His delight." Proverbs chapter 11, verse 20, it says, "They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are His delight." You know, are you seeking to be upright? Are you seeking to be honest and right in your dealings? It says here, let's go over to Psalm 147. Psalm 147. Verse number 10, it says, "He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man." Verse 11, "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy." You know, who are you seeking to please tonight? It says the Lord doesn't take pleasure in the strength of the horse. You know, countries today, they take pleasure in maybe how strong of an army they have. You know, what kind of the strength that they have. You know, people might brag about, you know, some maybe player on some team. Man, this guy is, you know, basketball team, he's 7'1". He can stand under the hoop and just dunk it or something. And, you know, people take pleasure in those kinds of things. But you know what? To God, those things don't matter. It says, "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him." You know, who are you seeking to please tonight? There's a lot of people out there. They're seeking to please the crowd. And their acceptance is based upon how well, you know, they can throw that ball through the hoop. Or their acceptance is based upon something else. But if you're seeking to please God, you recognize that, you know what, it doesn't matter those types of things. It matters, am I fearing Him? Am I living righteously before Him? In 1 Samuel chapter 15, it talks, you know, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices? As in what? As in obeying the voice of the Lord. It sees that God loves those that what? That are obedient. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 20, it says, it talks about children obeying their parents in all things. For this is what? This is well-pleasing unto the Lord. You know, God is pleased with those that submit to the authority that He has put in their lives. You know, children, who are you seeking to please tonight? Who we seek to please is going to result in the type of actions that come into our lives. And you know, tonight, each one of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we can say, you know what? My actions truly show who I am trying to please. You know, why do people dress the way they do? They're trying to identify. You know, you go down to Illinois, what are you going to see? You're going to see a lot of Chicago Bears, right? You know, you're not going to walk in downtown Chicago probably wearing a Green Bay Packers shirt. All right, it's just not going to go over too well. All right, and who are you trying to please? And it comes out in the actions of our lives. And there's more we could say on the subject. But who we please is going to come out in who we serve. You know, tonight, who are you serving? Are you more concerned about the opinions of other people? Or are you concerned about the opinions of God? Are you more concerned with the opinions of the majority? or are you concerned about pleasing God? Are you more concerned about what you think other people think about something? Or are you really trying to get to the heart of what God thinks on a particular issue? And our lives need to be lived not to please men, but to please God. And that's when our lives are going to be set on the right course. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just pray that you would help us tonight not to worry, Lord, about what others think, but Lord, in what we do, to be worried about what you think. Lord, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And Lord, people can wear certain things just because they're trying to please men. Maybe it's even a right thing that they wear. But Lord, ultimately it should be to be please God. Lord, we can not witness because we're just trying to please men. Lord, if we were truly seeking to please you, Lord, how much more our tongues would talk of your righteousness and your goodness. And Lord, I pray tonight that you would help us to please you in what we do. And Lord, even as we go to prayer tonight, Lord, we are reminded that the prayer of the upright, Lord, you delight in the prayer of the upright. And Lord, what an encouragement that can be to us is that, Lord, you are pleased when the righteous pray. And Lord, I pray tonight that our lives would be in such a state that as we offer these requests before you, Lord, you would be greatly pleased. For without faith, Lord, it is impossible to please you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.